Sacramento Kings are having a big season. We talk to their head coach, Dave Yeager, next segment. But right now, we're talking hockey. We are joined by the head coach of the Nashville Predators. He is in his fifth season there. He led them to the Western Conference Championship and a President's Trophy. Stanley Cup winner as a head coach. Nearly 600 career wins. Nashville is in first in the Central. They've got the best record in the league, and they're at the Coyotes tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Peter LaViolette is my guest. Peter, good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good. Good to have you on. Listen, you're coming off a tough loss to San Jose where you fell behind 3-0, but you scored four straight to take the lead, and then the Sharks scored twice to win it. I mean, you never want to lose a game like that, but are you able, Peter, to take something positive from the way your team battled back despite the injuries and despite falling behind early on?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. San Jose's done that twice to us now. They did it in our building. We had a we had a lead with, I think it was 7 minutes to go. So they're a team for me that's probably one of the teams with the most depth in the league, and just have to be accountable defensively all the time to them. And we battled back. We didn't start the way we wanted. We came out in the second period and got ourselves going again, got a lead in the third. Rocco Grimaldi had a big goal, and just didn't play the right style of defense down the end there. And I think you just really got to be accountable to the way they play the game, and they got so much depth through their lineup. They're capable, and it ended up biting us. It's hard to take something from them. You just finished that game. You look at it as a missed opportunity for a good comeback and fighting back in the game. And at the end, it leaves you with a little bit of a pit in your stomach.
I get that. Nashville head coach Peter LaViolette joining us. Now, you had some big guys out of the lineup last night, and then P.K. Subban left early with what appeared to be an injury. Have you gotten any update on his status? And then more broadly, how do you go about managing the team when you're missing guys right now?
Yeah, you know what? This is we're going through it a little bit right now. I think everybody goes through it. Even with RV out, and that's obviously a big loss for us when he's not in the lineup. He's kind of the engine of our team. Victor Arvidsson, Cale Yarncroft missing, like you said, and then you end up losing PK through the game. Like, we were still able to play the way we wanted and come back in that game. Like, I think our guys realized that injuries are part of the game and other people have to step up. And we did last night to a point, which is, what we need to do on a game-by-game basis. But there's no question we'd rather have our guys back in there. We don't have an update on PK yet. We're not even sure ourselves exactly what's going on. But when we do find out, we'll get that information out there to our fans. But right now we're just dealing with it. And with those injuries comes an opportunity for somebody else. I know coaches say that a lot, but last night was a perfect example. Colton Sissons moves up the lineup. Rocco Grimaldi comes in. He scores a huge goal for us, gives us a lead, gives us an opportunity. And we didn't finish it the way we wanted.
Yeah, Peter, funny thing, last month you threw down a challenge to the players that if the team won games back-to-back at Calgary and Edmonton, you'd break out a bullhead when you first met with the media. First off, how did that deal come about, and why did the players choose a bullhead?
What a mistake, huh? What a mistake that was.
I don't think they think so.
I don't
so.
Think I've ever been so nervous in my life, Jim.
Right.
Going out there to that scrum of media, I knew I was going to be in Canada, too. My wife, I should probably just blame my wife. She was shopping and she saw this bull's head, and I came home from work about a week prior to that trip to Canada, and it's sitting on the table in the living room. And so I get home at night and I might throw the TV on and I'm staring at that bull's head. And she tells me, she says, I found this in the store. She said, I don't know why I couldn't leave without it, but I had to take it with me. I know you'll use it somewhere. I don't know where, but it came home with me. So I'm staring at it for days. And I was thinking about how tough that trip was going to be to Western Canada, up to Calgary, and then Edmonton back-to-back. Calgary hadn't lost at home yet, and Edmonton, they were on a three-game winning streak. And, we knew we were going to go into Edmonton tired playing the night before. And so I thought about, I was staring at the bowl, and I've been to the PBR a few times now because we moved to Nashville, and it's just an amazing display of, animals and the size of the bulls and the power that they have. So they go into these buildings and they just dismantle people that try to get on them and try to ride them. And the one time that I did go, Bushwhacker was retiring. It was like his swan song year. So I found out the story of Bushwhacker, and this was a few years ago. So I went in and I just told that story about Bushwhacker to see if they knew who he was and how big he was and how powerful he was and what he did in other teams' buildings. And he'd go into a building like Calgary, a building like Edmonton, and he would just destroy people. And so I said, I had put it on and took a picture and sent it. I put it up in front of the players. I said, I'm challenging you guys to go into Western Canada and do something that's difficult. I said, I'm laying down the challenge to you. Two wins, back to back. You let me know what's coming my way. And so they thought about it for a couple of days. In the morning of the first game, Roman Josi came in, and I said, Roman, do you accept my challenge to walk out of here with 4 points in two games? He goes, we do. And I said, well, what's coming back my way? And he said, you have to wear the Bulls head tomorrow night in Edmonton once we win both games. And So I paused because I didn't really want to do it. And I said, I need to think about that. And so I went back to the Calgary game that night, and I said, Roman, you still accept my challenge? And he said, yes. And I said, well, then I accept yours. And so that's how the challenge was made and came to be. And I'll tell you, when Roman Josi scored the empty net goal in Edmonton, and he came back to the bench and he was smiling at me, and he says, it's time for Bushwacker to do his interview, his press conference. I was pretty nervous. I was smiling, but I was pretty nervous as well. I knew it was hockey night in Canada, and I knew there was a lot of cameras, a lot of TV, a lot of reporters. And it's not like we were in Arizona like we are now, where it might not catch as much attention. But anyway, it was good fun for a night, and they held up to their end of the bargain, so I held up to mine.
Good job, Peter. It's an amazing story, and the look is absolutely incredible. I mean, the image of you wearing a suit and that mask while talking to reporters and having to do it where you did it really was incredible. So credit to Bushwacker. You may have to break out a bodacious look or a story for the Stanley Cup if you get there. But listen, as funny as this all is, as great as this story is, there's got to be some wisdom behind this. And I know there is. Because of the success that your team has had the last few years, you've had some really long seasons. You have to do little things like that, even if that's not such a little thing, to break it up, right? To keep it fresh, to keep it fun.
I think there's probably a lot of things. Certainly there's a lot of things that we do inside of our locker room. This one, I think the hard thing about this one was that I knew it was going to become public. And typically I don't like to do that. Like things that we do inside the room.
Stay in the room.
It was the Christmas suits. Roman came up to me and he said, hey, can we wear Christmas suits on a road trip? And I said, and I thought about it, and I went back a couple hours later and I said, yeah, I said, I think it'll be fun for you guys. And then the next words out of his mouth were be like, Would you guys wear the Christmas suits too? Now this is just on the plane and to the hotel, and so I said, I don't know. Let me think about that. And so I thought about it, and we were going on a long road trip. It was going to be three games into Western Canada again, the same thing. And I just knew it was going to be a tough game. And one of them was back to back. I think it was Calgary Edmonton again. So it might have started in Vancouver, but then it was going to be Calgary Edmonton back to back. And I said, Roman, I said, and we were going to end that road trip in Dallas. I said, you guys can wear the suits. We'll wear them too. I said, I got a challenge for you. If you can take down all three games in the first part of the trip. And I said, let me know what we got to do. And so we talked about it, and it was wear the suits behind the bench. And so they were fired up. But there's little things, I think, too, inside every locker room that you just do to try and, I don't know. Other than in the NHL and the 82 games and then the playoffs, it's just game after game, and you're traveling. Like last night, we got in at 2:30 in the morning, and you're waking up and you get a day off, and then you play, so it just keeps going and going. I think anything you can do just to make it a little bit fresh in there, I'm sure it's going on in a lot of rooms.
Well, I know it's working out. You got a Stanley Cup win as a head coach. Also, nearly 600 career wins. Nashville in first in the Central. They've got the best record in the league right now, and they're at the Coyotes tomorrow night. Peter Laviolette, my guest. Peter, that was great. That was so much fun. Thanks for the stories. Thanks for the time, and it's always good to have you on the show.
Hey, Jim, take care. Thanks. Take care.
You too. You got it, Peter. Thank you. Well done. Story time with Peter Laviolette. You have to check this out. I don't know if you've seen it before, and I should have got it to you for CBS Sports Network. The image of him under that bullhead mask is incredible. Like I said, suited up, bullhead, meeting with the media. And like he said, it was on hockey night. That was not in Arizona where maybe you slip under the radar a little bit. Everybody was going to see it, and everybody did. And to break out a Bushwacker story, that is so strong. Again, if you make another Stanley Cup run, I better hear a story about Bodacious.